Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B-Mac Bryant McFadden is back with us. Bryant, give me the vibe in the McFadden household. Are spirits high for this game against the Ravens tomorrow night?
Hold on. There we go.
Sorry, B-Mac. I'm hoping you heard my question, and please go for it.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We might have to...
B-Mac, you there?
You got us, B-Mac?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give me a vibe check on this game. How you feeling?
I'm 50-50. Honestly, I'm 50-50. And, of course, I have reasons to feel either side. I think with the Pittsburgh Steelers for us, I mean, it's been such a long time since we've seen winning football. You know, you're far removed from that element. But I still believe there's a chance we can correct our wrongs. And we're playing against a very, very familiar opponent, a team we know extremely well. We've had success against them, against their quarterback. And there lies the opportunity for me to be optimistic.
Biggest reason other than that familiarity that you think the Steelers could pull the big upset here and beat the Ravens?
Our offense can show a pulse. Our offense could protect the football and not allow turnovers to be a common theme within their game plan. That's the reason why. I think for our team, what we're seeing now, guys, we're not good enough to have turnovers and still win ball games. I don't think we don't seem to be that type of ball club. So I think our offense can kind of generate positivity against the Baltimore Ravens defensively.
Do you think Russell Wilson will outplay Lamar Jackson tomorrow night?
No. And I'm not saying that Russell has to outplay Lamar Jackson to win, but I think Russell needs to be the smarter quarterback, because the first meeting against the Ravens in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Russell didn't necessarily outplay Lamar Jackson. He just was smarter with the football. You know what I mean? I think that led to Russell doing what he was able to do. I mean, if you want to have a one-on-one matchup, Russell versus Lamar Jackson, granted, that doesn't happen in the game of football, but just in terms of stats, Russell would probably never win those matchups because Lamar Jackson is one of the best players in the National Football League. But I think if Russell is the smarter quarterback, then that is more realistic.
Will the Steelers stop Derrick Henry in this game?
They have to, and I think they will.
Ooh.
I think if you're Pittsburgh, you know, Derrick Henry didn't really get off the first game. He got off the second game. But not having Zay Flowers is their best playmaker in the passing game. Now, I understand Mark Andrews is the most reliable playmaker, most reliable weapon in the passing game, but playmaker – that's Zay Flowers. Not having the lineup, that should give you the opportunity to put a little more attention into neutralizing the ground game. And I'll say this, if they don't stop Derrick Henry, we don't win. So I'm putting the emphasis on knowing how important that is and knowing that the Steelers will do everything in their power to neutralize Derrick Henry.
Do you think the light bulb goes on for George Pickens in this game?
Yo, I hope so. George Pickens, I thought about – you know how Zay Flowers is the playmaker for their offense in the passing game. George Pickens is pretty much our only playmaker on the offensive side. And, you know, we need to see George Pickens not allow his emotions to block his talent. And I think that's what we've seen. You know, sometimes he allows his emotions to stand in front of his talent, and he doesn't give you the ability that we know he has.
So how do you channel that properly here?
Yeah,
how do you get that out of him, B-Mac?
If you haven't figured out how to get it out of him now, how can you do it on this biggest of games?
hey, that listen, That's a great question. I guess for me, just being in locker rooms and being around guys who we respect, those are players that can get anything out of any given individual. You know what I mean? And I think that's a roster problem, you know, in terms of how to get it out. Because the coaches only can do so much, guys. The coaches can only do so much. But in terms of the personnel, the leader's got to find a way to challenge and get him to be more of a professional and not allow his emotions to get the best. So to answer your question, how can you get it out of him? Someone who plays, who puts on a helmet, someone who puts on a jersey, that should be their job. And it shouldn't be a job because someone forces them to do it. It should be a job because you know how important George Pickens is and you know what he can do.
B-Mac, give me a Steelers defensive player who you think has the potential to have a huge positive impact on this game.
It's only right that I picked Patrick Queen. Ooh. You remember how good Patrick Queen was the first game?
Yes, he was probably the best
game. It's the best game he's played as a Steeler, in my opinion.
That game, and I agree with you guys, I think that was the best game in a Steelers uniform. But for some reason, it felt like it was personal. Now, it makes sense because that was his former team. He said they didn't really offer him a contract. But we need that same Patrick Queen tomorrow. We need Patrick Queen that came out in the first meeting to show up in this playoff game. Make it personal. They didn't like you. They didn't want you back. Whatever motivation you had in the first meeting, you need that same motivation in this third meeting.
B-Mac, what offensive strategy do you like better? Come out, try to run the ball, don't turn it over, play it close to the vest, trust the defense to win the game, or come out guns a-blazing, put the ball in Russ's hands, and try to throw the ball and sneak attack the Ravens to start the game?
Well, you can't play scared, because if you play scared, you get scared results. That's never a good thing. But you have to be smart as well. And I'll say this. I'm not saying you got to put the ball in Russ's hands, but allow him to be a playmaker. And also, too, stop being so predictable. I saw a stat. I think it was our last game where we ran the football every down on first down. I think it was either in the first half or the second
12
half.
Straight you first down runs. The only time they broke from that was either in the two-minute drill or when they got down so much late in the game they were left no choice but to throw it.
Like, how do you expect to win being so predictable like that?
I agree.
So don't play – you can't play scared.
How much Justin Fields should we see in this game?
Yo, I've been calling for Justin Fields for the last few weeks, mostly in red zone opportunities. Mm. Because in red zone opportunities, that's why Chris Boswell has been unbelievable, because he's had so many opportunities because we don't score a lot of touchdowns.
True.
And I know one thing about playoff football, you guys know as well. If you settle for field goals in playoff football, you're going to lose. But when Russ is in the game, you don't have to worry about the threat at the quarterback position be a runner. But when Justin Fields is in the game, now you have to worry about defending 12 guys, right? It's not 11 anymore. It's 12 because Justin is a quarterback and he can turn into a runner. That is another element that actually can help our red zone woes.
B-Mac, Pony, is it time for official B-Mac prediction?
You can get
here?
One more in if you want.
All right. B-Mac, if this game is tied at the half, do you give the Steelers or the Ravens a better chance to close it? If they can play 30 close minutes because they've gotten their doors blown off in playoff games early on recently and really in the last four regular season games, if the Steelers and the Ravens are tied at the half, who wins?
I love that for Pittsburgh. I feel like if it's a close ball game at halftime, I side with the Steelers. I said this earlier. I feel like two things can happen in this ball game, guys. And correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know how you feel. Either the Steelers win or they get blown out.
Oh, I think they could lose a close game. So I don't agree with that. But I think of the things you point out, one of the outcomes is the most likely in the game, yes. And that would be the Steelers getting blown out.
And see, the reason why is because the Pittsburgh Steelers for the last 4 or 5-plus weeks, we've seen slow starts.
Yep.
Ugly starts. Right? Untimely turnovers. If that happens again, that snowball's gonna get bigger and bigger as it comes down the hill. So that's my concern. Like, you know, it's like no gray area, but we'll see. But into your question, like if it's a tie game at halftime, I think that side's more for Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh didn't get off to a slow start, and now they're not fighting from behind. Because our offense, they're not set up to fight from behind early in ball games.
Intern Dom, moment of truth time. Bring that music down a little bit. B-Mac, Brian McFadden, earlier in the year, before it all started, said this team was going to go to the Super Bowl. So far, all week, the only man that had the guts to pick the Steelers to pull the upset was the big fella, Mark Cabali. He said Steelers 24, Ravens 20. B-Mac, your official Steelers-Ravens score prediction.
I'm right there with Mark. Mark, we're the lone wolves. Hey, we're the lone wolves right now. I'm with Mark. I have Pittsburgh winning an ugly game, but a winning game, 19-16. Oh, yes, that's AFC North right there. 19-16, Steelers win.
B-Mac, by definition now, if there's more than one of you, you're no longer lone wolves. You're now starting to form a small pack.
Yeah, but we're lone wolves. Plural. There's only two of us right now. To have a pack, you got to have at least four, I thought.
That's actually a good call.
We'll research that to see if that's true or not. B-Mac, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, research
appreciate
that. I think to have a pack, you need at least four. There's only two of us right now, Mark. Let's go.
Just join the game tomorrow night, B-Mac. Thank you.
Thank you.